mitzvah, the Gemara had the klal that kama mitzvah kulam mevarach aveinu oivalasiyas. You have to recite the bracha immediately before you're performing the mitzvah, and you're prepared. Everything is all ready. There's a birchas hanenin. Supposed to say a bracha before you eat or drink any food. You shouldn't be mafzik in between the birchas hanenin and the eating of the food. Shouldn't cause too long, but that's not really the same as this din by birchas hamitzvah. The kama mitzvah kulam mevarach aveinu oivalasiyasam. Then there's a birchas hashevach and a birchas ha'hoidah. Birchas ha'shevach v'ha'hoidah is always after. When I see a beautiful mountain, when I see the ocean, when I see the Mediterranean, when I hear thunder, when I see lightning, you don't guess when you're going to see the lightning and say the bracha immediately. Before you say the bracha, always after. So that's a question. When you get married, we'll get married at the right time. When you get married, so there's erisin and there's nisuin. So the rabbi recites under the chuppah, the rabbi recites birchas erisin. Birchas erisin starts off, Baruch Ata Hashem Akeinam Acha'elam, Shekedishan Mitzvah Yisav, Mitzivan. So it sounds very much like a birchas hamitzvah. So that is the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam writes that it's a birchas hamitzvah. What's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam writes there are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to get married, one mitzvah to raise a family. So the Rambam's opinion is that the birchas erisin is a birchas hamitzvah which should be recited immediately before Ovelos Yos, immediately before Chassan gives the ring to the Kavah. Why does the rabbi say the bracha? Why doesn't the Chassan say the bracha? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, we're afraid not every Chassan knows what bracha he's supposed to say. Once in a lifetime you get married. If you attended a lot of weddings, you heard it. But if you didn't attend something, you may not know how to say the bracha. You may stumble. You may mispronounce all the words. So the chasam will be humiliated under the chuppah. So they instituted a practice, kedesh lo levayesh, is mishen yodeya, that the rabbi says the bracha on behalf of the chasam in all the cases, even if the chasam is learned. Still, the chasam doesn't say the bracha. The rabbi says the bracha for the chasam. So we have an old minig that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that under the chuppah, the rabbi shows the ring to the Edom and he asks him if the ring is Shavar Pruta. Shavar Pruta, of course it's Shavar Pruta. The Kala picked it out. The Kala knows what the ring is. She knows that it's Shavar Pruta. So it says that the reason why the rabbi asks the Edom that they think the ring is Shavar Pruta is that the Kala should overhear it. The rabbi should say it out loud. Kala should agree to get married even if the ring happens only to be Shavar Pruta. Because sometimes the Kala will think the ring is worth much more money and it's worth less. And the Gemara says that's a problem. There's a lack of smichas das. She thought she's getting married with a $1,000 ring and it's only a $150 ring. So that'll be a problem. So the rabbi says to the Edom, do you think the ring is Shavar Pruta? The Edom say yes. So the Kala understands that she's agreeing to get married even if the ring is only Shavar Pruta. So when does the rabbi carry on this whole conversation? So some rabbis have to practice that after they say Birchas Erisin, they say Kor Pi'agofen, Birchas Erisin, Chassan takes a sip of wine, the Kala takes a sip of wine. Then the rabbi holds a whole speech before the Chassan gives the ring. He first has Harayat. Rabbi asks, is it Shavar Pruta? Did you buy it with your own money? Did you buy it with a credit card? A whole speech, a whole drush. And do you realize when you get married, he asks the Kala. Do you realize when you get married, you're agreeing not to live with anybody else other than your own husband? So is that the time to hold the drusha? See, if one follows the opinion of the Rambam, that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, the whole speech, whether the ring is Shavar Pruta, that you buy with your own money, or whatever the rabbi, whatever drasha he wants to give, that should be before he says the Birchas Erisin. Birchas Erisin should be immediately before the Chassan gives the ring. After they have to take a sip, he said, Bor Pi'agofen, said a Brach HaLakos, so then the Chassan should say Harayat and give the ring to the Kala right away. How come many rabbis have the practice that they hold the whole drasha in between the Birchas Erisin and the giving of the ring? So this is because the Balei HaTosfos were of the opinion that the Birchas Erisin is not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, even though the Nusach is Asher Kedushonim HaMitzvah Tzivanu, but we don't end off with Kadeshes HaYisham. We hold the whole drasha there. The Tzivanu HaHarayas, Vassalanus HaRusas. So the Balei HaTosfos were of the opinion it is not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShevach V'Hoidoyah. We praise our Kodesh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave us this institution of marriage. Usually a Birchas HaMitzvah is only recited Kedushan B'Mitzvah Tzivanu on something that's unique to the Jewish people. Kedushana b'mitzvah v'tzvanu, we sit in the sukkah. The Umas Adam don't sit in the sukkah. We wear a tzitzit, we wear tefillin, ben shlicht on Erev Shabbos. You do a mitzvah that the Nochrim don't do. You get married. All the Umas Adam, everybody gets married. It's a universal institution. A marriage, everybody gets married. So, Bali HaTosfos, we're of the opinion that when you get married, there's no birchas ha-mitzvah at all. It's a birchas ha-shevach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, maybe more correct would have been, Tosfos says, we should say the bracha after we get married. Because when you hear thunder, when you see lightning, you don't say the bracha before you're about to hear the thunder or the lightning. You say the bracha after. Birchas ha-shevach, birchas ha-doyah is always recited afterwards. So the Bali HaTosfos, we're of the opinion, Tosfos himself and Mandav Zayin, is of the opinion, Birchas Erisin should really be recited after the Kiddushin is done. So we do it before, because B'choshish for the Rambam. The rabbi says the bracha before. So B'choshish for the Rambam, so you really shouldn't be mafsik in between the Birchas Erisin and the giving of the ring. Should really be over Masiyasam. So many rabbis have to practice B'choshish a little bit for the Rambam. We really don't hold like the Rambam. It's really a Birchas Shelach V'Hidoyah. And it can be said sometime in connection with the... How can you guess in advance when the lightning is going to appear? How can you guess in advance when the thunder is going to be heard? So that's why we say the bracha afterwards. But you can recite the birchas shevach v'hidoyah in connection with the institution. So these are the two practices with respect to birchas erisin. We'll have to talk next time about birchas nisuin. Have a nice day.